Hi, Dave and Jerry.
Hi, Sheree. How are you?
I am wonderful.
What in the world did you get yourself into with this show?
That's what I asked myself after I saw the premiere. What have I done?
You know how you came off on that show. That can't be the real Sheree.
You know what? I have a strong personality. I speak my mind. And I'm pretty confident.
Yeah.
And that came across, but also, you know, a little extra.
Yeah, a little extra.
Well, yeah. Listen, Sheree, I didn't think it was all bad at all. In fact, I rather enjoyed you. I thought that you had some moments where you just told everybody what you thought, and I thought that was awesome. In fact, you could run for president if you wanted.
Hey.
Here's the thing that I got the sense of you, and I don't know if this is true or not, Sheree, but close to the beginning of the show when you were talking to your staff, getting ready for the birthday party, and you gave that one woman a look that I thought, oh, when you were supposed to get, somebody was supposed to be there at 1 o'clock.
Oh, the florist.
Show up and, is that
the
what
florist.
The florist?
Yeah.
Holy smoke, that scared me. And I'm several states to the north of you.
You know what? When I saw it, I'm like, oh my gosh, why were you? I mean, it looks like I beat my staff. I don't.
I honestly don't. Tell me you don't,
like they're
please.
Afraid of me, but they're not. But it came across really crazy looking on camera.
I know.
I don't realize I give those looks. Like, my emotion just shows on my face. And I don't realize that I'm, like, giving these crazy looks. I just totally cannot pretend.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Pissed off.
I know you don't beat your staff because Evander Holyfield would come over and let you have it if you beat his daughter.
Okay.
Right? I know you don't beat your staff.
About that. Okay, now let's talk about what really, I don't know if it was created or not for the show, for Real Housewives of Atlanta, but.
By the way, I love the show.
You and NeNe.
Wonderful.
Now, come on, tell us about you and NeNe, because even in the transition on TV, you guys are at separate ends of the five of you holding out the Georgia peaches there. So, you know, I'm going, oh my God, these women do not get along.
You know, we're five women. We're strong personalities, and you put us together, and, you know, we really didn't know each other that, you know.
Oh, really?
Some of us didn't know each other at all, but, I had met all the girls prior to taping, but I didn't know them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you put us together, you get attitudes, you get this, you get that. At the end of the day, it's going to be some type of conflict.
Sure. Then that's what makes a good show.
There you go.
I have a sister. You know, we were watching the party, and Jerry kept looking at the party going, Dave, your sister's not there.
Oh,
Why isn't your sister at her party? I don't know.
Because,
maybe because you don't Atlanta? You don't invite people from Cartersville, maybe.
I do.
Oh, stop. Listen.
She lives in Cartersville, so I don't know.
Would you give NeNe a message?
She could have driven up the day before and came to the party.
Could. That's right.
Would you give NeNe a message for me?
Yes, I will.
Tell her she needs a good bra. She does, man.
She's kind of hanging out there.
Funny. I love it. You're funny.
Now, you guys got dressed to the nines for that party, and then NeNe wasn't on the list.
And then
there was a lot of drama.
Kim,
swearing out in the parking lot.
What kind of a tramp changes clothes out on the Phillips 66? Out of the Phillips 66 parking lot. I mean, changing clothes.
I don't think that Kim is a tramp.
Oh, please.
Jerry, now come on, give us your opinion of each one of the other wives. I think Lisa's rocking, man. She works out with her husband. And,
yeah,
you know, you can tell all you guys work out. Maybe NeNe, I don't know, but what do you think?
Do you even want to waste your time talking about the others, or do you just want to talk about you?
I just want to talk about me.
I don't blame you. All right, let's talk about your boyfriend and that beautiful song that he sang.
Your boyfriend,
the guy that sang the song.
I thought that was your boyfriend.
No, please. Hey, you guys, no, I don't have a boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, so you're available.
All right, so that's...
Yeah, I'm available. No, he just sang that song to me. He called me, and he was a backup singer for Keith Sweat, and my girlfriend knew him, and he called me and asked me some personal questions, and he made the song very personal to me. So that's why I was crying, because, you know, some of the things he was saying.
Now, who was the one?
No, that was not my boyfriend.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he was, but I thought it was a beautiful song. And the way that you started crying and your friend started crying, I thought, wow, this guy must be a, you know, somebody that she really cares about.
That was quite a party. I mean, truly, how long did it take you to get everything set up for that party?
You know what? It took probably a few weeks.
Wow.
A few weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least a few weeks.
How long have you been in Atlanta?
Actually.
How long have you been in Atlanta?
I have been in Atlanta for 15 years.
And do you love it?
I love it.
And you don't see yourself going anywhere else after the show, like hiding for the hills or something?
You know what? I love California. I've always thought about going back to California or New York. And I love Miami. So I don't know. But right now, Atlanta's a hot place. And then Tyler Perry just built a studio. So it's going to bring a whole new breed of people here. So I may stay for a little while.
Oh, Tyler Perry's moving his base of operations there, is he?
Yeah.
He's in the studio.
Massive studio here, I heard.
Wow. His house is huge, isn't it? I mean, just beautiful.
Yeah, so is Sheree's.
Yeah. Yeah, so is yours. All right, what was the biggest surprise of anything that you saw on the show last night?
The biggest surprise?
Because we all know what can be done with editing.
Okay. The biggest surprise was NeNe outside and, you know, trying to get in and that whole catastrophe.
Well, you didn't know that was going down until your assistant told you, right?
You guys know editors need to make money.
Yep. Yeah.
So I'll just leave it like that.
Oh, okay.
But what kind of idiot stays out in the parking lot of your home going, oh, this is war. It is on.
Look, it's hilarious because it looks like she's out there for about an hour or so.
Yeah.
But you know what? You came off with a lot of class. You really did. And even though the show's only been on for one episode, automatically you can tell who's really the classy people on the show. And not that NeNe doesn't have class. Well, like you said, you don't know that you would put fashion and NeNe together. You may not want to put the class word with her either, right?
I'm not saying that.
Come on, you can say it. It's just us and about a gazillion podcast listeners.
And what's the deal?
She's cool.
Well, let me just ask you one other thing, because you are a professional woman, and did I read in your bio that you have had like a boutique before, and now you've shut that down and you're going to create your own clothes?
Yes, that's correct. I had a boutique, and I opened a boutique thinking that I would, you know, carry my own line, but it was too much. I couldn't have the boutique and you know, manage the kids and a household and all that good stuff and develop a clothing line. So I closed the boutique, and I am focusing on She by Sheree, my clothing line.
Awesome. Now, are you gonna sell that in higher end stores? Do you see yourself doing something cheaper? Less expensive, and doing it on like QVC or home shopping as well?
Eventually. But this first line is going to be really something that I envision, and I envision going into boutiques across the country.
All right.
I can't wait.
So hopefully maybe you can get in with like the Macy's or some kind of deal like that, some kind of an arrangement with them.
There was one thing that I think I heard last night that I've never heard before. The purse that was $5,000 or something, maybe it was $15,000, I don't know. But did I understand that purse was treated with Botox?
Yes, they shot it with Botox. I'm like, huh?
Why?
People are so creative. Exactly, I don't know.
Why? Well, what does that mean?
So it wouldn't peel, right?
Yeah, it wouldn't peel. It makes the skin softer.
Oh, makes it more pliable or whatever?
Yeah.
That's odd. That's weird. Okay, well, you people in Atlanta are just way ahead of the curve for me. I mean, you know.
Well, I'll tell you, we've seen the Housewives of Orange County. We've seen the Housewives of New York. And I got to tell you, you guys are going to show us something I think we've never seen before. I can't wait.
Yeah, you guys came racing out of the
gate.
Congratulations. Really, the season premiere was fantastic. We're looking forward to seeing a lot more. Of course, it's on Bravo. Check your local listings to see when it's on. It's The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Give it up for Sheree Whitfield. Sheree, thanks for being with
us. Thanks, Sheree.
Thank you, guys. You guys are hilarious. I love you guys.
Love you, too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Copyright 2018 G&G LLC. All rights reserved.